Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right now, my friend Jason Roop, the former editor of Style Weekly and the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story, is with us. Good morning to you, Jason. I guess I should ask, the virus didn't get you. I assume the protesters didn't get you or anybody in your family. So, you okay?
Oh, thanks for asking. I'm doing well, although I saw this story by one of the reporters at your old Stomping Grounds, Channel 8, kind of going behind the scenes of the testing, and she discovered that she had the antibodies. So she had been exposed but never got sick. So, you know, it makes you wonder if you went in to get tested, if you, you know.
Well, listen, funny you bring that up, and we hadn't pre-planned this at all. As soon as this show's over, I'm hopping in the car and going to the doctor.
Well, call Carrie O'Brien. She can commiserate with you on any results.
Yeah, this is my annual physical, and I don't know what they're going to say. Maybe I've had it. Yeah, well, wouldn't that be a great story?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I have been wondering, as you see the protests, when people are so close together, and I know, like, especially for journalists who, you know, it's part of their job to go out and cover these things. Mm-hmm. I saw that John Burkett over at Channel 6 just wrote today that he has pneumonia and he's going in to get tested for the coronavirus.
That.
So, yeah, I think it's a big question, and I mean, I don't think I have anything, but who knows anymore? And now I think there are questions about the tests themselves, so I don't know. Good luck with everything. You sound okay.
Oh, well, if I had it, it's in the past. I'd actually be relieved if I had the antibodies. If they tell me, I don't know if they can tell me today, but if they call me on Monday and say, hey, you did have this, I would really be relieved because I think that means I'm safe. And then my next question is, does that mean that I can hug my mother again for the first time in 4 months? You know.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what you have to worry about, people.
Right.
You know, what you might be doing to others.
Right.
And I just read another good story. I just read this last night, a cover story in Style Weekly. I'm a little behind on that, but they did a great piece on the flu epidemic in Richmond of 1918. Yeah. And there's a kind of a documentary out about that now. And it's interesting to see the parallels and how they attacked it then versus how things are going now. Mm-hmm. I'd recommend that to folks.
I know you had two things you wanted to talk about. Can I steal a minute from you? So since you were the editor of Style, and you know Style's kind of I wouldn't say it's an alternative newspaper. It's not that crazy, but it's not you know the old stoic Richmond Times-Dispatch or Richmond News Leader. It's a little more cutting edge. So you may have a different perspective than me, and I'll concede the news director over Channel 12 and the assistant news director are my friends. I'm not trying to beat up on them. But I have been concerned as I watched the coverage that some of these TV stations are blurring out the F word. Now, I'm not saying it, but you clearly know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
blurring out the graffiti that is patently offensive. And at the same time, their reporters are talking about how these were peaceful protests. And my instinct is, hey, if you're going to say that they were peaceful protests, to me that implies they came, they spoke, they might have shouted and screamed and yelled, they held up signs, but they didn't do damage or vandalize or hurt anybody. And I think those two, the message that it's a peaceful protest and the visual doesn't match. And I don't think that's a good editorial judgment call here. Would you argue with me about that? I mean,
I haven't seen now I think there's two issues. One is the blurred faces issue, and that's a big discussion right now where protesters believe that they have a right to be out in public without being seen by media.
And
they don't have
that. Dealt with that. If you go protest in public, you do not have a right to privacy. You've waived that by going in public.
Yeah, the obscenity issue is I think probably different in different media because of who's watching. So, you know, you on the radio and those folks on television have almost a different standard because anybody can hear and see what you're putting out there on those public airwaves. I haven't seen Style or any local print publications blur out things on statues yet. I think they probably have internal discussions about whether certain obscenities are used spelled out in the print or whether they write around it or do you put dashes in there? or is it kind of silly now to say, well, you know, that if you need to see the impact of what was written there and, you know, Is it really going to hurt you to see that word or not? And I think every editor has to make his or her own decision about that. But yeah, I don't think it's great to be blurring things out of reality and what's happening.
Especially when it's directly relevant to the point that is trying to be made or disproven, proven or disproven. I mean, I think it's fundamental to that. So I think, gosh, I just think that's such a bad call. We have to point it out. Real quick, what's going on this weekend? I've got like 30 seconds left.
Oh, gosh. Well, let me mention, I just wanted to mention what might be the first kind of concert coming up in Richmond next weekend, because I think if you wait, the tickets will probably be sold out. And this is one of those new normal things that they're trying where we're going to have this is probably the first musical concert in Richmond since the quarantine. It's held by the folks at the Broadbury are doing it. And it's a drive-in concert. It's going to be over at City Stadium on June 13th. You buy a pass for your car. You watch the band, which is Three Sheets to the Wind, play. Mm-hmm. And I talked with the organizer of the event, who's at the Broadbury, owner of the Broadbury, and he said that, you know, they took this model from what they were seeing in Europe and wanted to try it out. And they're just trying to give people an opportunity to get together, get out there. And I think right now people are looking for a respite. It's okay to kind of be thinking about ways we can decompress and have fun, even in the midst of serious issues to talk about. You can have both. And so that's coming up. I wanted to mention that. And the drive-in at Goochland, always a good choice. They're doing very well right now.
That's great.
They're selling out shows, but that's they have some great movies coming up next week that you need to get your tickets to now because they're selling out.
In another 6 months, the drive-ins are the only movie theaters that are going to still be around, probably.
Yeah, and I'll come back.
AMC says they might not survive.
They might be. I'm going to have some more later, probably, you know, next week we can talk about this, of what the summer looks like.
Oh, great.
And I've done a lot of I've talked with people all across the city about that. So it is going to be an interesting summer ahead, a season of transition, I would say.
Yeah. Jason Roof, the former editor of Style Weekly and now the founder of the public relations firm Spring Story. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.